What about that, the kind that comes in a can and it's the whole kernels of corn?
I don't like
What, did you call that hominy?
Oh yeah, that's hominy. Yes, I do like it too.
Did you ever have that?
I buy some along and we used to make it a long time ago.
Oh, the barn made it?
Mama used to make the red.
How'd she make it?
Let's put it on with some lye, potash lye, and boil, and she gets it tender. And then she'll take it and wash it good several times to get that potash out and put it on to cook it again. And that stuff was good. It's as good a thing as you could eat.
Oh, okay.
That's been a long time ago. I bet you wouldn't know how to start, and I wouldn't
know. No, ma'am. I've never seen it done. I've, bought it.
You can take old cashews and do it, too.
Put the corn, the whole kernel.
Mm-hmm. Mama's cooked with old cashews.
That's interesting, isn't it?
What and wash part of that. Mm-hmm. Cook a bat of it. Put it up. I don't know how we kept it.
Cook a what of it?
Just a bat of it at one time.
A whole lot?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you mean, a bat of it, a whole lot of it?
Mm-hmm.
What about a grain that they have in Louisiana, Arkansas, and Texas, and that grows in water? We don't have it around here, but we buy it sometimes to cook. It's white and starchy, and we have it in pudding sometimes. Rice? You have rice?
Yeah, I eat rice. I like rice cooked and just put some sugar in it.
With sugar?
Just sugar. Cook some rice and take it up and put a spoonful of sugar in it.
Mm-hmm.
I can eat that.
What did they used to call a kind of homemade whiskey, maybe, that was a real cheap whiskey? Maybe they made it out, and
corn, made right out of corn.
Uh-huh. What did they call that?
Corn whiskey.
Corn whiskey. You remember any other kind of funny names or joking names for it?
No, I know cane skimmings now. I've seen them make it out of that. I've heard of it. I haven't seen it either. But they let it get sour, and you can get drunk on it, just like it was whiskey, but it's not cold whiskey.
Oh.
It's called wine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you ever make wine when you lived in the country?
Mm-hmm.
With grape wine or with berries?
Grapes.
Mm-hmm.
Grapes, blackberry wine too.
Mm-hmm. We used to have it too. Sunday dinner, that was a real...
Doctor says that's as good a thing as anybody could use at night when they're nervous. Just take a swallow of wine.
Okay, and if something's cooking and it makes a good impression on your nose, you might say, that...
That smells bad. Some cabbage sure does smell bad.
All right. And if molasses is especially thick, how would you say that? The molasses? It's real thick. You might say the molasses.
Say it's too thick.
And the molasses is too thick, is that how you...
The syrup, is that what you're talking about?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
it's been cooked too much.
And so what's the difference between the... did you make syrup on the farm?
Oh, yeah. We make 150 gallons a year.
Yeah. Molasses is different from syrup.
Well, I thought it was all the same thing.
Well, now I'm asking you, if sometimes people make a difference, the kind you made on the farm, sometimes you call molasses, or you always call it syrup?
Syrup.
Uh-huh.
Sugar cane syrup.
And what about a kind that you get to go on pancakes? I don't think they ever made it around here so much, but they get the water out of maple trees up north. And did you ever have that kind of...
Mm-mm, we didn't have that around here.
But the tree that's maple syrup that came from those
mm-hmm.
trees. I think they made it up from...
I don't think we've ever had any of that maple syrup around here.
Okay.
I haven't heard of it.
Okay. If you go to a store to get a man wants to get a belt, and he wants to be sure that it's leather and not plastic, he might say, now, I don't want anything imitation. I want a leather belt.
Leather belt.